I really would have like fucked around more in college, in the sense that, so I went to school for, I studied business at NYU, so it was a very like strict curriculum. You had certain classes that you had to take to fulfill like a certain degree. And I think being in that environment, you're kind of forced to be in this like cookie cutter mold of like taking certain classes and pursuing certain internship opportunities. But I think like 3 years out of college now, what I wish I had done was taken more classes that just naturally like interested me. So that's how I kind of got more involved with like tech and marketing and film, was I just dabbled in classes that sounded interesting and just kind of took it, whether or not it would go towards my degree, whether or not it would like fulfill a minor. So I think like getting involved in things that just genuinely interest you. And I think what helps is figuring out, or like looking back and seeing like when you were a kid, what were things that interested you? And those are probably the same passions you probably have now, but are kind of a bit muted because you have like other obligations or whatnot. Played the piano. I acted when I was younger. Like a lot of like art stuff. So that's why I did like a minor in film, for example. And then tech really evolved because I used to do this extracurricular activity called Odyssey of the Mind. It's like basically this like nerd problem solving program. You like had six other teammates and you had to come together and come up with a skit that solved like a certain problem. And then like everything had to be made from scratch and like by yourself with no like adult supervision or help. So like one of the tests, like problems we had to solve was like, how do you build a balsa structure that supports like X number of pounds out of like balsa wood and glue? And then you have to make a skit around that, like something that's like creative. It's just like, go. And then you would like compete like in your school district, and then you would compete at the state level, and then finally there's like a world competition where like people all around the world come together and like do this thing. It's really bizarre, but it's a lot of fun. And then college, I like was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I here studying like finance? So right after graduation, I worked at an investment bank. So I was at Goldman for 2.5 years, covering like biotech companies, which was actually pretty interesting, super fascinating. I don't have like a science background or anything. And after doing it, it made me realize I liked working on companies. I like working on like thinking about how to build good companies and how to build good products and cool innovation, but I just hated that environment so much. It's very stifling. It's like also, what can I say about it? Not many good things. I mean, I would work like from like, I don't know, 6 a.m. to like midnight every day. I rarely had weekends, so it really didn't give me time to like do anything outside of work. And a lot of the things I used to enjoy, right, like acting and playing the piano and whatnot, like I really didn't have any spare time. So I work on the finance and operations team at Betaworks. Basically what that means is I help all the studio companies here with whatever needs they might have as it relates to like raising money, how much, what should their budget be for 2016, thinking through like where their business is right now and like what's next for them. Like, is it finding more customers? Is it better marketing strategy? Is it growing into, I don't know, adding new features or something? So we kind of help them with like the direction of strategy, also helping with like hiring, like should you be hiring another person if you only have X amount of money in the bank, and if so, what type of people do you need right now? We help you kind of figure that out. So I would say growing up, I looked up to, this sounds so cheesy, Tara Lipinski, you know who that is? She's like an Olympic figure skater, and Michelle Kwan. So I used to like follow figure skating like crazy when I was younger, and I like took classes, and I thought that's like what I wanted to be when I grew up. But I like got injured, and my parents were like, no more ice skating, play the piano now. Because you're probably not going to get hurt that way. But what I loved about her is, like, I, like, would follow her throughout, like, her season. And she's, like, my height. And she's been able to, like, accomplish so much in her lifetime. And, like, she had, like, such a bubbly, like, personality and, like, such an incredible work ethic for someone so young. I think she, like, won the Olympics, when, like, in her teens. Like, she's one of the youngest in the world. And she would talk about how she would, like, wake up in the morning, like, 4 a.m. to, like, go to practice, skate on the ice for, like, 3 hours, and then, like, go to school. And she'd be, like, homeschooled, and then, like, homeschool for 4 hours, and then back on the ice for, like, another 8 hours or something, like, ridiculous like that. And yet, throughout all that, it was never, like, forced upon her by her parents. Like, she genuinely loved figure skating, and this is, like, what made her happy. I think that's like what really resonated with me, because it was like, crap, I wish I could find something just like that, where I could just like do that for the rest of my life. I guess like also my, what I've like want out of life and like my career aspirations has also shifted, especially after graduating. Like I used to think when I was in college, like, oh, it would be so cool to like run a company and like be CEO. But like after being here and seeing kind of like the sweat, tears, and turmoil that goes into building a company, like you really have to like love it, and it really has to be something that matters to you. And like to me, it's kind of made me reevaluate like things like, I don't know, like things outside of work make me happy, or like having time to spend with like family and friends, like that's important to me. Like having family when I grow up is more important to me. So I guess it's like a shift in priorities, because has kind of like shifted like the people that I look up to and like career aspirations, if that makes sense. I used to read a ton as a kid. One of my favorite books as a kid was this book called The Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankfurter. Do you know that book? Yeah, that was like one of my favorites, because it's a brother and sister. They get locked in like the Met Museum, and they stay there overnight, and they're like on some like excursion or mystery or something like that. I don't know why I really enjoyed that book. I just found it like very adventuresome, and the two of them reminded me a lot of like me and my sister when we were younger, when we had this kind of like curiosity and just like always getting into trouble because we were just like always up to something, whether it was like making stuff or coming up with our own like silly plays together. So I thought that was a cool book. What I'm reading now is I'm in the middle of Ender's Game, which is really good. So I really like sci-fi, fiction of that nature. In terms of like nonfiction, I am reading too many books. So here's the problem. I have all these books that I never end up, I get like halfway through. One of the books I just finished reading was 0 to 1. I did a bunch of internships in college, and I almost wish I didn't do them, because to me, I don't know, I wish I like started a business in college, because you really don't have anything holding you back. Like, I don't know, I feel like you're a college student, people have a lot more like empathy for you too. So like if you're reaching out for help, like people are more likely to help you, because it's not that they feel bad for you, but they kind of admire you in a sense too, you know, because you have like kind of carefree, you don't have too much to worry about, and if you're ambitious and seem like a nice person, they're more than happy to help. At least in my opinion. So I studied abroad, and I would like recommend that for anyone. I think that was one of the best. Even just go travel on your own somewhere, I feel like. I studied in China for like 3 months in Beijing, and then I ended up interning that like summer after in like Hong Kong. It was like one of the best experiences ever. Probably quitting my job at Goldman, I would say. Like, life got so much better after I left that place. Like, I got super sick when I was like working at Goldman because I worked so many hours. So like health like got improved significantly. I met like a ton more like interesting people since leaving. I don't know. I met my now boyfriend like literally a day after quitting. I met him like as like most people do these days on like a dating app or something. Oh, here's the thing. I know which one it is. So after I quit Goldman, I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm done. I'm like fun employed right now. Like, I don't have to go to work for like another 2 weeks. And this was Thanksgiving last year. And I was like, I'm going to like book myself a trip. And none of my friends were like available to go. And they were like, oh, maybe you can just go somewhere on your own, like it'll still be fun. So I think I booked a trip to Iceland for like a week. It sounds so random, but it's actually one of the safest places for like a solo like female traveler to go to, and it's like 5 hours away. So I booked it. I went to the airport, and my flight got so delayed that I would have only been in Iceland from like 4 days down to like 1.5 days. So then I was like, fuck this, I'm not going anymore. So then I had the whole week to myself in the city, and I did just like a bunch of things. Like, I went to like acting class, and then I met my boyfriend, and I went to see like a Broadway show. I don't know, there's just a bunch of like cool things that happened. I think life got significantly better after that.